6:40 on this busy Wednesday edition of Jacksonville's Morning News. All quiet now, but we're going to be seeing the winds ratchet up through the afternoon. Wind advisory from noon till 6. We could see gusts over 40 miles an hour. And by lunchtime, we'll be tracking the potential of a few isolated strong storms. All the details in your forecast just ahead. It looks like President Trump may not push for a two-state solution between Israel and the Palestinians when he meets today at the White House with Benjamin Netanyahu. The president has signaled before that he'd be in favor of moving the U.S. Embassy to Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, and hinted about settlements. We'd imagine that and more will likely come up in today's meeting as they cover a lot of ground. Fox's Jessica Gallagher in Jerusalem this morning. I'd imagine a lot is on the agenda for this first meeting for the two who have known each other for a while, but it's the first time since Trump is now in office.
Absolutely. They're expected to talk about the possibility of a two-state solution here, settlements, Israeli settlements on private Palestinian land, mutual security cooperation, possibly moving the U.S. Embassy from Tel Aviv here to Jerusalem. But one thing that I think is really important to note is that Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, since Mr. Trump has taken office, has authorized about 6,000 more settlements on private Palestinian land, which is, of course, something the Palestinians don't want. Also at issue is if the U.S. does, in fact, move the embassy from Jerusalem here to Tel Aviv, that is also an issue for the Palestinians because they consider Jerusalem part of their future state. Most other countries have kept, including the United States, their embassy in Tel Aviv because they think that the contested city of Jerusalem here needs to be worked out in negotiations. Now, peace negotiations between the Israelis and Palestinians faltered about 2 years ago, and those were brokered by the United States. So if Mr. Trump's policy here in Israel and the Middle East is seen as pro-Israeli, clearly going to be an issue for the Palestinians.
We'll be listening for the reaction storylines, which will be team coverage through the afternoon. The story from Washington, led by our insider Jamie Dupree, coming through the day today as well. Fox's Jessica Gallagher, thanks.